Good morning. It's 1st of July. Today we finish our reading of the Book of Revelation. I'm going to read to you the last portion of the exhortation from Brother Lew Sargent that we considered yesterday. I read. We needed to consider a problem. How could a death destroy death? Or destroy the power of death? Or destroy that power personified, him that hath the power? The proposition in Hebrews 2 verse 14 sounds on the face of it like Satan casting out Satan. Yet in truth it is the very reverse, for as in the parable of the strong man armed, a stronger than he overcomes him. The power of death is sin, and righteousness is stronger than sin. So Christ faces sin and triumphs over it, making a show of it openly. He makes a public exhibition of it, as though it were a captive chained behind the conqueror's chariot. For the combat which ends in that triumph, he must meet the power of death on its own ground, the ground of human life ending in human death. So Christ comes in the flesh. In the flesh he lives, and in the flesh he dies. And the death which he dies is human death, shown forth in all its darkness. Death which shows forth God's condemnation of the sins of men. Death and its power must be evidently set forth as the captivity which it is, before Christ can exhibit it as that which it becomes. Captivity led captive in his train. But the death which he dies on account of human sin is itself his own righteous act, perfecting a righteous life. Righteous not only in the negative sense that it transgressed no law, but because it positively and actively fulfilled the will of God. The whole life, including its end in the death, was a delight in the will of God, and was therefore a delight to God. And thus the bonds of death were broken in the very act of dying, for it was not possible that he should be holden by a death which he died to fulfil the will of God. Resurrection followed as a sequel, for that God should raise him from the dead was a moral necessity of God's own nature. Therefore, that hour of darkness, when the power of death seemed to have him in its grip, was the very point where the power of death was conquered. The serpent was bruised in the head, and in his resurrection triumph he led that power captive. Christ's death was the cost at which that final triumph was won, and therefore by a figure it becomes the price of men's ransom, and they are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. The blood is the symbol of the life poured out, is a thing of price, of cost, of value, of cost to God, who so loved the world that he did not withhold even his own Son, but with him will freely give us all things. Of cost to Christ, who to accomplish that triumph bore the suffering of the cross. We need not follow ancient speculation in asking to whom the ransom was paid. This is no mere business transaction between equals, but a divine expenditure of immeasurable cost. Through the outpouring of the wealth of divine love, Christ leads captivity captive and gives gifts unto men. In this mystery of life out of death, of righteousness out of sin's flesh, and of the glory throughout the earth that shall come as its fruit, we find the central theme of the Apocalypse, and it is the very theme of the emblems which we share each Sunday. Is it not by dwelling on this theme that we shall find the light to light our own path in the way of life? Thank you for listening.